This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, welcome. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, of course, our engineer. Beautiful day outside in Colorado. We'll get to the question of the day here momentarily. First off, though, how's Andy?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
You ready for your draft day tomorrow?
I am very ready for my draft day tomorrow.
You know, I know it's kind of a day off for me, but I listen in and learn a lot, so I really enjoy it. So.
You know, one big thing for the Bronco fans, this is going to be a huge year for making decisions on quarterbacks, big year.
So you guys will talk all about that tomorrow. Tune in, and I will be listening to it. So I appreciate you guys doing that, though, and I always enjoy it very much. All right, we got special guests joining us right now, and let me bring you guys up on different channels. This works a little better when we do it that way. So Deborah, Flora, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Great to be with you.
Thank you for joining us. And Chris, I know I'm going to butcher your last name. How do I pronounce your last name?
It's feeling like feeling groovy. John.
Feeling. All right. Perfect. Chris, I appreciate it. Now, Chris, you were running for CD4. You are not now. In fact, that's why Deborah's here.
That's correct. As of Friday, I withdrew my petition, and I am suspending my campaign for the race, and I'm fully supporting Deborah in this race, which is why I wanted her to join me on the show with you, John.
Well, I appreciate that, Deborah. Thank you, by the way, also for joining us. Okay, so let's, Chris, I went to you first, usually ladies first, but I wanted you to get out there what you were actually doing when it came to this particular race. Deborah, I've talked about you actually quite a bit. You may or may not know that in CD4. We went through last week, Andy and I both did last Tuesday, really explaining to everybody the process of how to get on the ballot in the first place, how that works on the assembly versus the petition side and so on. So we went through all of that last Tuesday. Not much need to really do that today. But talk about your campaign and what is your vision for CD4.
Thank you so much. And first of all, I want to thank Chris so much for his support and his endorsement. I so respect Chris's background, having been a chief of staff for Doug Lamborn, his understanding of the dysfunction and the division in D.C. And I believe that we have that same mindset. I'm grateful for his support. We are stronger together. And yes, one of the reasons why I'm running for CD4, Chris and I have had a shared value of understanding that we're fighting for our families and other families to restore this country really to the foundational republic that it is. And one of the reasons why I'm running too, I have lived and fought and stood beside my neighbors in CD4 for years, whether it was as the radio host myself for nearly 12 years in Colorado, director of public policy, founder of Parents United America, you know, really making sure that people's voices are heard. And it's time to take that stand in Washington. You know, my vision for CD4, John, is that it's time to turn the Republican Party around. We are down to 24%. So much of that is because of the division and the dysfunction. Yeah. And it's time that we get back to growing our big tent. Tent poles are firmly in the Constitution, so we don't compromise.
Right.
But we welcome others. We turn this around. We grow the movement of people that are with us and get back to just focusing on the issues that impact citizens. You know, about solutions, not celebrity, fighting on principles, not personal attacks. That's what I'm about, to serve the great people of CD4.
Hey, Deborah, this is Andy here. First of all, John and I are firmly against the party endorsing in primaries.
Just correct. So you know, shouldn't be happening.
We are absolutely against that. But I want to get right to the crux of the matter.
Yes.
You are a petition candidate, correct?
Well, let me phrase it this way.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm about as grassroots. Thank you. It's a great question. I'm about as grassroots as they come.
Oh, I know.
You really define these words. And when I ran for the U.S. Senate, I only did the assembly. I came 38 votes short of advancing. Really, I think it was like less than 1% of the vote. And when I began this process, it was my intent to do the hybrid method. But as things have transpired, this race has been the most unpredictable, the craziest. And many of my supporters, many delegates, just said, it's time to not risk it. There's a lot of division in our party right now. And in the long run, while it was hard as a grassroots person not to do that, it was the right step.
Yeah, Deborah, actually, I love petition. It reaches a greater number of Republicans, actually. And by the way, I love assembly, too. I love both. But there's nothing wrong mm-hmm. with petition. Here's my question. A lot of people basically accuse petition candidates of being establishment.
Big money candidates, big Deborah.
Big money establishment moderates who are going to sell us out when they go forward, and therefore the party is right to endorse against them. However, Deborah, I've listened to you for years on the radio, okay?
Yes.
I know you. You're mm-hmm. you're as grassroots as it comes. Okay, you
Thank
are very,
you.
Very conservative. You're incredibly reliable. What is your response to people who... I don't know how to put it, who levy that entirely untrue accusation, because it's a hard one.
Yeah, thank you so much. And it is because, you know, I'm a Reagan Republican. I'm a constitutionalist and a Reagan Republican, which means I don't go around attacking other Republicans. We've got too many fights ahead of us to, you know, to secure our border against drug cartels and fight against, you know, Hamas and terrorists and those who would want to take away our rights. That's where my focus is. So, yes, it's a challenging place we're in our party right now. But to your point, I am extremely grassroots. And the reality is, in order to get on the ballot, we in all 21 counties of CD4 got thousands of petitions signed by people, which means we had to go out there with volunteers, myself and others who we brought on board, to persuade people. And we got to hear from so many different citizens and earn their support. Yeah. I think it was actually an incredibly informative
Absolutely.
And gratifying process.
Absolutely. No, and by the way, we here, Andy, myself, we will not take anything away from you or anybody else that goes that route. I am one personally, and Andy feels the same way. Any way, shape, or form that we can get more people involved, including the people in the middle, by all means, we have to. And in Colorado, Deborah, as you and Chris both know, and Chris, I'll throw this back to you, we need as many of those independent voters in Colorado, which I believe the stats now are up to about 47% of Colorado voters claim to be on the independent side of things. And Chris, we need as many of them involved as we possibly can.
Absolutely, John. I appreciate that. And to that point, I just want to put in there that I also only petitioned on. And quite frankly, I got 421 signatures myself. And it was a great, mm-hmm. great process, just like Deborah was mentioning. It was incredible meeting the people, and some of them yelling at you, some of them agreeing with you, some of them wanting to change your mind, things
right.
of that nature.
Right.
It's good to have that discussion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. That's another thing is the unaffiliated vote is critical. We as a party have people have been leaving the party and going to unaffiliated voters, but they tend to vote Republican. And, you know, we know that 50% of the vote last time around in the primary alone was unaffiliated voters. So we need to be bringing them back to us. And Deborah is the candidate that's going to be able to do that. And she's the only candidate, by the way, John, who can beat Lauren Boebert as well.
Okay, well,
let's throw that in there.
No, perfect. Appreciate that, Chris. Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Getting back to Deborah here. Deborah, I'm going to go rapid fire. I just want to hear some answers on some issues, okay?
You got it.
Number one, who are you supporting for president?
Well, we have a Republican nominee, and I'm a Reagan Republican. We've seen with Donald Trump how his policies compared to what we're seeing right now
yep.
were so incredibly different. Whether we just look at the fact that 10 million people have illegally crossed our border in the last 3 years, zero people on the terror watch list in 2019, 169 last September. We went from the Abraham Accords, which produced Hanukkah miracle that was amazing, to October 7th. You look at every marker and you see the difference that the Republican principles, the conservative principles make versus what we're experiencing today, which is the devastation of the terrible Biden policy. So, yes, I'll be supporting Donald Trump, our Republican nominee for president.
Absolutely. Okay, so answer number one is Trump. Number two, what would you recommend we do about the border?
Oh, my goodness. I spent an extensive amount of time down there last year, and we went from El Paso to Deming, New Mexico, to Columbus, New Mexico, listening to Border Patrol, ICE, DEA. Number one, we have to secure our border, and we can do it. The materials for the wall are just laying there rusting and costing us more money to lay there than they would do to finish the wall.
So then, you support the wall?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And it's amazing. I've spoken to so many of the residents down there, even those who are Democrats, who talk about how this is what we need to do. And then it allows Border Patrol to actually patrol again. They've got an entire network of sensors and drones and ATVs. Once we secure it, by the way, that is the most humanitarian thing for those who actually want to come here for the right reason.
Absolutely.
I not only spoke to the national security issue that we're experiencing, where 90% approximately crossing our border are single adult males of military age, but for those families that are trying to come here, when we have a wide open border, they're at the mercy of the drug cartels who use, abuse, and leave them to die in the desert. Anyone driven by compassion. The best thing we can do is secure that border. And we also, by the way, we need to end the incentives that are going on in sanctuary cities like Denver, where they want $180 million federal taxpayer dollars while they deny federal law enforcement from doing their jobs.
Right.
You can't lay out a false welcome mat at the expense of American citizens harming innocent people and expect everyone else to pick up the tab.
Fully agree. You got one more, Andy, or no?
I had two more, but we can just...
Go ahead.
Okay,
I have a couple, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let me jump ahead to one. What would you do with transgendered in women's sports?
You know, here's the thing that I love about Americans. They understand fundamental fairness. The reason why Title IX was enacted, rightfully so, is so that women have safe spaces and a fair level playing field. Study after study shows women and girls just excel when they get involved in sports. Everyone knows that it is fundamentally unfair for, scientifically, by the way, also, for those who are biological males to be taking away scholarships, opportunities, and really just this sense of fairness that women have fought for a long time. And I find this interesting because this is not a partisan issue, nor should it be.
Right.
I talk to Democrats and Republicans. I talk to those who call themselves liberals and conservatives who understand how fundamentally unfair and actually in many ways unsafe that is. And so 100% we need to get back to Title IX as it was meant to be.
Yep. No, you, Flora or Deborah, I cannot argue with that at all. I know Andy probably feels the same way. You know, before we continue on, Deborah, for folks that are listening, what's a website folks can go and learn more about you, by the way?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Yeah, DeborahFlora.com, running for the 4th Congressional District. And I want to say one thing, by the way, you all mentioned unaffiliates to Chris Phelan. I've spoken to so many unaffiliates who are former Republicans. My goal is to reach out and persuade people that our policies are the best for every issue they're facing and to bring them to the Republican Party, to the side that is standing up for the things that they care about.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Again, we've got Deborah Flora with us. She is running for CD4, Chris Phelan as well. Chris was running, but has put his name behind Deborah, has endorsed her. So, Deborah, Chris, guys, hang tight. We'll be right back. Those of you listening, by the way, if you've got a question for Deborah, give me a text message, send me a text message, and we'll get that asked and answered as well. 307-200-8222, 307-200-8222. Bruce Simmons is next. He is our reverse mortgage professor. Any questions at all when it comes to reverse mortgages, give Bruce a call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
A reverse mortgage can make sense for you if you are properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage professor, Bruce Simmons, can help make sure you are ready. Many things you do not need to do first, like paying your bills off first or making certain repairs. And sometimes you will need to shore up some things on the home title or a repair that Bruce knows will be needed for the appraisal. The point is, you can be prepared for a reverse mortgage and move now rather than waiting. In an interest rate increasing environment, acting quicker rather than later puts more money in your pocket. Call Bruce Simmons for a free consultation at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
All right, if you want a doctor that is not beholden to big pharma, big insurance, call Dr. Scott Faulkner, my doctor as well. He'd love to take care of you today, 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big-picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
All right, Level Engineering, Alan Davis, find out if solar works for you. There's a new program, by the way, where in the past it may not have, but it will now. Talk to Alan today. klzradio.com is where you find him.
The big secret that most solar salesmen don't want you to know is that you should not have to pay up front for a solar system. Alan Davis has seen those smarmy sales guys knocking on your door right at dinner time, and I'm sure you have too. Don't pay them a dime. Alan Davis of Level Engineering will teach you about the PPA program, which allows you to have solar installed on your home at no cost. It's monitored and maintained, and you are guaranteed to pay less for your energy than you are right now. It's a no-brainer. The catch is that the company gets the tax credit instead of you, which isn't a big factor for most people. Alan Davis will set you up with the equipment you need, all professionally installed, with ongoing maintenance, including your roof maintenance, and a 25-year warranty. For less than you're paying right now, guaranteed. Don't just sit there. Call Alan Davis of Level Engineering at 303-378-7537. Do it now and find out how you can use solar energy to say goodbye to those steadily increasing power bills. That's Alan Davis at 303-378-7537.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, we're back. Myself, Andy Pate, of course, Charlie Grimes, our engineer. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Deborah Flora with us, running for CD4. And Chris Phelan, who was, but has now thrown his hat, or actually has thrown his name behind, I should say, Deborah. Before we move on, I know Andy's got a question, but I think this will dovetail into what Andy's going to ask anyways, Deborah. And that is, House of Representatives handles the spending, the budget, that end of things. We're almost now $35 trillion in debt as a nation. As I looked at the taxes I paid a week ago yesterday, and you think about the fact that, you know, what am I really paying? I've had even clients of mine ask me, John, what am I paying? You know, what am I getting in return for all of this money I'm spending in taxes? And literally right now, Deborah, my answer is nothing. You're paying interest on that $35 trillion, literally, is all we as taxpayers are doing today. So my question to you is, given that the House has the power of the purse, what do you suggest we do to get some of this in, you know, get this overspending reined in?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, I would suggest that the House of Representatives does its job, which is pass a budget, which it hasn't done in 20 years. That's why we have this abdicating of the this unique job that the House of Representatives does, and it keeps kicking it down. And then suddenly we have the Senate proposing spending, and we have all of this mix up of the actual role of government. So I will work to make sure Congress does its first job, pass a budget, then make sure that that budget is balanced. I'm a small business owner. I'm a mom. I have handled the budgets for our house and for our businesses, and I will make sure that we do that. We have to have single subject appropriation bills instead of omnibus spending bills, because let's be clear, I'm a constitutionalist, and Republicans have put as much pork in some of those bills as Democrats have.
Yep,
I am a Republican as well, but the reality is that is not doing the people any good. So I've taken a no new tax pledge. I would definitely work to balance our budget and cut our deficit. I got to tell you, it is not only unsustainable, it is immoral.
Agreed.
To put that kind of
yep.
debt
Fact.
On future generations because of the House of Representatives just not doing its job.
Fact.
I'm going to help
agree.
Set that house aright.
Andy, go ahead.
Okay, Deborah.
Because your question dovetails right into this.
It kind of does, because yours is about taxing money. Mine's about creating more money.
Which also helps helps fix some of what we just got done talking about.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Deborah, this is very near and dear to my heart. When he's asked about what are the things he would do to spur economic growth again, Donald Trump usually starts with drill, baby, drill. He wants us to reopen oil exploration and leasing. So give me your thoughts on oil and gas, the Trump way versus the Green New Deal.
Oh, 100%. The Green New Deal is basically a way for government to do what it was never meant to do, which is play favorites and tip the scales. I'm an all-of-the-above energy person, but government should not be playing favorites. It should not be subsidizing the Green New Deal while punishing oil and gas.
Amen.
The reality is, especially in CD4, this is we are standing on the solution to so many problems in CD4 in this great congressional district. Oil, natural gas, all of these things. First of all, we've got to release it to drive down inflation. It is driving up costs for everything from fertilizer to baby bottles to everything in between. It's also, by the way, a national security issue. We are literally funding our enemies. When we are no longer net energy independent, I think we should be net energy exporters. Take away some of that market from Russia, who half of their economy is incredibly
Russia, and let's not forget Iran, Deborah, which has been in the news here of late as well.
That was going to be my very next one, without a doubt. And by the way, when it comes to Iran, we just need to force Joe Biden to enact the sanctions that were passed. They had the money to fund Hamas because those sanctions were not being enforced, and now they're rolling in oil and gas money. We need to enforce the sanctions, and we need to release our energy sector as well.
Can't disagree.
She's sounding just like Donald Trump. I thought you were this big moderate.
I thought you were a rhino, Deborah.
I thought you were a big rhino, Deborah. You're a big money rhino, I thought. You sound the opposite.
There you go. We need to redefine our terms. I'm as conservative as they come because I'm a constitutionalist. It was the best document for governance
Amen.
Written in the history of mankind, and that's what I will adhere to, and that will be my oath as the next Congresswoman from CD4, to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, limit government, get it out of people's lives so that they can get back to what they want to do, raising their families, running their businesses, not being worried about, you know, an invasion at the southern border, or not being able to pay their bills, or not having a say in their children's education. You know, I believe by that definition, I am about as conservative as they come.
Okay, one last one from me, Deborah. This is a general one. How should a congressman or congresswoman conduct themselves in general? We've got some congressmen who kind of blend into the scenery. Then we have some others who are there's a lot of drama. How would you conduct yourself on Capitol Hill and beyond?
That's a great question. And that's why I so appreciate Chris Phelan, who's joined us as well, for his support, because it's time that we coalesce around a conservative fighter that CD4 voters can be proud of. I use this analogy. I grew up on Lowry Air Force Base, the daughter of a lieutenant colonel. When I got my driver's license and I drove on that base, you better believe I understood that my behavior reflected upon my father, upon the military, upon everyone.
Right.
I held my
Deborah
standard.
Deborah, just so you know, I was stationed there. So thank you.
Oh, were
Keep
you
going.
Really? Oh, yeah. Good. Okay, well, I never got a speeding ticket there, so that's a good thing. But the whole point is this. If I am Congresswoman from the 4th Congressional District, I will consider it to be my greatest honor to represent those people and understand that everything I do, I will hold myself to a higher standard because of that. No one is perfect, but the reality is people are tired of the drama and the division and the dysfunction.
I agree.
People want someone that will fight, but fight on principles, not personal attacks. I'm going to be focused on solutions, not celebrity, because it really is about serving. It's about time we get back to citizen servants who understand that they're literally representing, it's in the title, representing the good people of CD4 and serving them. That is the integrity I'll take to Washington, D.C.
Appreciate that. Chris, I want you to chime in. A moment ago, we were talking about, you know, there are those out there that would say that Deborah's a big money rhino. The only reason why she's going to be on the ballot is because of what I just said a moment ago. I want you, again, as somebody that has now gotten behind her, you are running in CD4, but you're now getting behind her. I want you to counter that. Why is, you know, what can you tell us about Deborah and the fact that she is not a big money rhino?
Well, let me tell you this, John. I think it's very clear. Because since I got behind her, she must not be a big money rhino. Because I am a, just like Deborah, a constitutional conservative. I worked for Doug Lamborn, who year in and year out.
I love Doug.
Always, exactly. Love
Solid
Doug.
Guy.
Has been one of the most conservative members, if not the most conservative members, some years. And Deb fits, like I do, fits that same type of mold. A conservative, a traditional Republican, Reagan Republican conservative. Absolutely not anything. I mean, the fact that we're even talking about Rhino in the same sentence as Deb is Deborah is quite frankly insulting.
I agree. Although, I mean, and the reason why I brought it up is because that's, I hate to say this, and I don't mince words in this program because I just vomit and say what I want to on a regular basis, partly why I could never run for office, Deborah, because I've said too many things along those lines. But we have a GOP in Colorado that basically calls you that. That's why I brought it up and asked it, because I want our listeners to know, and there's a lot of them in CD4 listening as we speak, and I want them to get the, you know, I want to set the record straight, I guess, is where I'm going with this.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's a statement of where we are in our culture that people are tired of, where the first reaction is to call names. I think it's time we redefine terminology. I have been fighting for parental rights. I've been fighting for families. I made a documentary with my husband that took on the teachers' unions. I've been in the trenches testifying, leading rallies from the state capitol building to in front of the Supreme Court steps. There is no definition of that word that you could ever equate in this. You know what? The reality is that, you know, somebody said that that term should now mean, you know, Republicans in name of sanity. The sanity I want to bring to our party is to remember that we are not fighting one another. There are real things we need to fight. We need to fight the 169 people on the terror watch list that were apprehended at our border. We need to stand against those who want to overspend our children into oblivion.
Yep.
We need to stand up against Hamas, who really it's a fight between barbarism and civilization. We need to stand up for hardworking families. The reality is, you know, in this business, you have to have a thick skin.
You do.
The good thing is, people know what I stand for. They know what I fight for, and they know that I will never back down fighting for what is right, for the good families in this district, for our country, for rebuilding our Republican Party. I am for all of those things. And so, you know, it kind of just rolls off my back because I've been in this fight for so long. Right here with my neighbors in CD4, they know what I stand for.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I appreciate you, Chris, also, both of you joining us today. Deborah, anytime you want to come back, please let me know. Best of luck to you. I think you know where I and Andy both stand in all of this, and I appreciate both of you joining us today.
Thank you
so much for having us on. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Thank you again, Chris. I'm grateful for Chris's support and for his integrity, and thank you both so much, and thank you to your listeners.
Chris, thank you, guys. I'll let you roll. Deborah, again, thank you very much. And again, anything you need, just reach out. We'll have you back.
Great. And I just encourage people to go to DeborahFlora.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deborah. Appreciate it. Nice lady, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
I've never spoken to her face-to-face. I know you have. And this is the first conversation I've really had. I've done a little bit of research on her behind the scenes. And you have as well. And you've informed me of a lot of things, by the way, because you're much more, you know, intricate into this than I, but I did not hear one single thing that Deborah said that I cannot get behind.
Yeah, you know, I'll say this. I'm very confident in both Deborah and Lauren in how they would vote up on Capitol Hill. Let's be honest, John. The two of them are going to vote almost identically.
Yeah, I doubt there would be much differences in what they do.
Yeah,
you might split hairs on a few things here or there, but the reality is it's not going to be much different.
This is more about one of two things, and then we'll go to break. Number one, how much does this person unify the party?
Correct.
And number two, how do they present the party? And that's really what this war between those two is about, and we'll see how it comes out.
And again, I'll just go on record as saying this. I said this with Deborah, told Chris this as well. Andy feels the same way as I. Our GOP, Colorado GOP, should not, and I'll repeat, should not be endorsing any particular candidate prior to the outcome of the primary election itself on June 25th. Once there's a true winner coming out of June 25th, of course they should, and it's their duty to get behind said candidate. But them coming out prior to the primary and putting their name behind, in this case, Lauren Boebert, and really just basically calling Deborah a flat-out rhino, and she's petitioning on, and she's big money, and this, that, and the other. I mean, it's just a bunch of nonsense and should not be happening in the state of Colorado right now, period. I will say that all the way till election time. And you guys know my feelings on all of what's happening inside of the GOP here in Colorado and what's happening with leadership. That's one example. I've got many others, but that's just one example of how corrupt this leadership at the Colorado GOP is.
John, you know, as a family man, nothing divides a family faster than picking favorites,
yep.
And you don't do it in a party either.
That's exactly right. Veteran Windows and Doors. Now, where you can't pick favorites is your window and door installer. That is Veteran Windows and Doors for me. Give Dave a call today. He'll help you with whatever you need, and free installation the month of April. You don't have to have them installed in April. Just get the appointment, get things moving forward, and Dave will handle the rest. Find him at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
All right, Ridson Auto Brokers, two locations to service you now, one in Boulder, one in Fort Collins. Give them a call today. Find them at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Broker specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
All right, temperatures heating up. Make sure that your AC is ready for summer. Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning can do that for you. There's a special, by the way, on their AC tune-up. Give them a call today. Find them at klzradio.com.
Rain Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC helps save you money and stay ahead of costly Colorado regulations. For example, their dual-fuel solutions use a heat pump for your primary heating and air conditioning with a natural gas backup. Cub Creek can outfit your house with a heat pump that heats and cools your home, coupled with your existing furnace, which will kick in only when the temperature drops too low for the heat pump. This solution solves the main problem of the heat pump, which is poor performance in very cold weather. And it allows you to continue to use the furnace you've already paid for when the temperature drops, saving you money. Cub Creek will talk you through your goals and help you balance cost with comfort. It's your home. and Cub Creek wants to be your guide through Colorado's confusing rules and incentives. Give Cub Creek a call today and start the conversation. There's no obligation. Go to klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
All right, Roof Savers of Colorado, get that roof inspection done now, especially if you had damage last summer that never got taken care of. Give Dave Hart a call today, 303-710-6916.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And yes, for those of you listening, we just had Chris Phelan on. He was running for CD4, and we were actually going to interview him today. The promo even said he was going to come on, talk about his candidacy and so on. He decided late Friday, I didn't really get the notice until late yesterday, by the way, that he was not doing that. He's going to put his name behind Deborah, endorse her. And so I got an email from a couple different individuals saying, hey, Chris was planning on coming on. Can he come on and can Deborah join him? I'm like, by all means, absolutely. Hey, for those of you listening, by the way, those of you that are candidates, I have this open door policy.
Yep.
If you want to come on and talk about your candidacy, either side of the aisle, I am more than willing to have you on and have a chat. I will not. I'm going to repeat this. I will not ever reach out to a campaign and have them on in that way. If you want to come on this program, the door is open. I, in all the years of doing this, with the exception of maybe just a few times here or there with certain individuals, I can count on one hand how many people I've ever reached out to have on air an interview. Every interview you've ever heard us do on this program, somebody has reached out to us. I don't reach out to people.
No.
Not because I'm too, you know, big for my britches to do so. It's just, no offense, folks, I don't have time.
Yeah, but John, here's the biggest reason. You don't want to play favorites state party does.
That's
look,
right.
It's hard to reach, because when you start to think about it, it's not just the big level candidates. It's the ones at the very bottom, okay, who are running for just the legislature. When you get right into it, there's hundreds of candidates.
Hundreds.
And so you're going to get into a position where who do you miss? Who do you forget to call? Who do you wish you reached out to and you didn't? And you have always been extremely dedicated to not playing favorites.
I don't endorse anybody. I don't play favorites. Thank you for
saying
that, Andy.
Deborah reached out to you.
Deborah reached out to us. And again, anybody else running in CD4 that would want to come on air, running for CD anything.
Absolutely.
If you want to come on air, you're more than welcome to do so. I just have a policy, and I don't remember even where I started this years ago. I think I just decided that to not play favorites some 10-plus years ago when I started doing this daily was to not go down that rabbit hole, because to Andy's point, when you do, somebody's not going to like what you did. Now, not that I care about that end of things, but I want to be fair when it comes to candidates, because I feel like they need to be the ones presenting their case. I don't need to present their case for them.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, absolutely.
Which, by the way, right now, our Colorado GOP is presenting Lauren's case rather than letting Lauren do it for her.
Well, they're not just doing that. They're literally attacking Deborah Flora. They're literally
that as well, yes.
They're literally attacking, from the Colorado GOP, the primary candidate who is running against the chair of the Colorado GOP.
Correct.
Let me ask you this, and before we go to break, I'm just going to throw the question to you. You know, we come on here a lot and we say they shouldn't be picking favorites in primaries. They should be neutral. They should maintain
Absolutely.
Neutrality. Why?
Because it's their,
why is that important?
It's their job as leaders. I go back to always being leaders in the party. It's their job as leaders to be neutral, to not pick winners and losers, to help each individual that might feel they want to run for that particular office. It's their job to equip them best they can, encourage those who would want to make that a part of their goal, I guess you could say, Andy, where they want to run for office. It's the job of the state party to equip them necessarily and then let them run with whatever that happens to be. They are there to maybe, in a way, Andy, coach a little bit on some of the messaging ends of things, and there's all sorts of things the state party can do in regards to seminars and things along those lines. But it is not their job to pick a winner or a loser, ever.
No, because in my opinion, John, I'll say two things on this. Number one, they are there to serve all Republicans, favor none.
Correct.
That is their job. If they don't like that job, why'd you take the job? You're here to serve all Republicans. And here's my second point. Every single candidate running at every single level already has supporters. When you endorse against any candidate, and I don't care if you do it because, oh, they ran a petition or they were assembly, or I don't care what reason.
They legally have gotten onto the ballot.
They've legally gotten onto the ballot, and you're picking favorites. You're picking a favorite system and then using that as an excuse to pick favorites.
That's your benchmark.
Doesn't matter.
No, doesn't
Here's
work that
the
way.
Bottom line, John. Every single one of those candidates has supporters. You alienate their supporters when you endorse against them.
Now, I'll add one thing to what I said a moment ago about what else do I think the GOP leadership should be doing. I am one. I've said this for years. Steve House and I used to have conversations on this all the time. And I'm not saying this needs to be done in a public manner, but I do feel like it's the job of any party. The Democrats, by the way, do a really good job of this, of looking at an area saying, hey, right now we're in 2024. It's a little late to do anything because most candidates have decided what they're doing and so on. But let's say next year, 2025, the year after 2026, I do believe it's the job of the GOP, the leadership there, to find those places whereby we as Republicans stand a chance to win. And I do feel like it is their job to encourage certain individuals that you may feel might have a really good chance of winning if they would just throw their hat in the ring. Now, I'm not saying that you pay them or you do anything along those lines, but you maybe have a few coffee meetings here and there and say, hey, Andy, you know what? You'd make a really great candidate for XYZ. And I would really encourage you, I'm the chair, and I would really encourage you, you know, we will do everything we possibly can to teach and train you how to do that effectively, but we really need somebody like you in that office. What do you think?
Well,
and I know that goes outside the lines of what they're supposed to do.
Okay, well, here's two things on that. And as you know, I've been in party leadership.
Understand.
Number one, the kind of recruitment you're talking about usually only occurs when we don't have a candidate.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
A lot of times we don't have a candidate.
Right.
And number two, as for providing all those resources and training and so forth, as long as you provide that across
for
the
everyone,
board.
That's right.
Without, you know.
That's right. You're not picking favorites. No, we're going to have these particular dates. We're going to talk about these particular things, and we're going to teach all of you how to be better candidates.
Yeah, a lot of times, because here's what happens. You'll have areas where nobody wants to run.
I know.
And we have to keep in mind.
Those are the areas I'm talking about where I feel like leadership needs to be very active in finding people, training people to run. That's what the Democrats do, Andy.
Yeah, and by the way, here's a big reason that actually helps, John. Let's say that you've got a D+20 district, and the Democrat's going to win it, and so the Republican is going to be a sacrificial lamb. Yeah, but can they, if number one, if that Republican cuts that deficit and only loses by, say, 14 or 15, now people are going to be looking at that person to run for another office, a higher office. So
Correct. Actually
what they're doing
it's
is auditioning.
Stone. That's exactly
so
right.
Number one, they're auditioning. Number two, while that Republican is out raising awareness and knocking on doors and trying to get votes for them, they are also driving the vote
for your other
higher
candidates.
Republican candidates.
Thank you,
They're
Andy.
Driving the vote for Donald Trump. They're
Thank
driving
you.
The vote for, see what I'm saying?
Versus Joe Biden.
Right.
Absolutely.
So it's important to have a Republican candidate. And a lot of times I get kind of angry at people who say, well, this one doesn't matter, that one doesn't matter. I mean, we can say
they
that here.
Matter.
We can say that on the air in terms of winning, it doesn't matter. But in terms of driving the vote and affecting the total outcome, it does.
I can't argue that. We'll do the question of the day as soon as we come back. Hi-Fi Plumbing is next, folks. We talked to Levi yesterday, owner of Hi-Five, and we talked about PEX Plumbing and some different things along those lines. He'll give you a free inspection. If you've got PEX Plumbing on top of that, there's $100 off right now. If you're a Rush to Reason listener and you want to take advantage of that, that $100 off of your next visit with Hi-Five. It's a simple phone call, 877-WE-HI-5, and they literally do, I talked to Levi yesterday, literally do any type of plumbing work you can think of, including some commercial work. So not talking about 12-story high-rises that we're in today, but if you've got a owner-operator building where you have some things needed, you want to add a faucet, move something around, a sink, whatever the case may be, they're there to help you as well. 877-WE-HI-5, that's Hi-Five Plumbing. And don't forget, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, who, by the way, will be here tomorrow between 2 and 2.30 with his own program. He'd love to help you with your financial planning. Give him a call today. Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial, KLZradio.com.
Your retirement plan needs to be reviewed periodically with Golden Eagle Financial to maximize the options of your retirement. Al Smith has seen almost every curveball that can be thrown at a retirement account. He's worked with folks who are just starting their savings or entering the job market, and people who retired 10 years ago. What they have in common is that a periodic review is essential to retiring with security and confidence. You don't have to worry about your retirement. Al will partner with you to go carefully through your plan and make sure you're still on track to retire comfortably and on your terms. Go to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation and get your retirement back on track. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. Registered investment advisor, BCM, and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold to individually licensed and appointed agents.
Michael Bailey Law, he's also here tomorrow between 2:30 and 3 with his estate planning show. Give Michael a call if you have any estate planning needs. He is our mobile estate planner, 720-394-6887.
The right time to do your estate plan is as soon as it crosses your mind. Michael Bailey makes your estate plan convenient and lightens the mood for you so you're comfortable discussing a natural but unpleasant part of life. Everyone says they should get their estate plan done. And Michael knows that often people grab a business card from him, yet they never actually schedule their appointment. You don't have to be super excited about estate planning, but you know you should get it done. Working through the things people don't want to talk about doesn't feel as dark with Michael Bailey, because he's realistic yet positive. He affirms the unlikelihood of something suddenly happening to you. However, things happen that are out of our control, so it's important to prepare in advance. Make the darkness a little lighter with Michael Bailey today by setting your free zero-risk consultation with him right now at klzradio.com/estate or by calling Michael at 720-730-7274. That's 720-730-7274.
All right, John the Cyber Guy, is your business fully protected when it comes to cybersecurity? Find out. John the Cyber Guy can help you with that. Find him, by the way, at klzradio.com.
Have you ever considered a career as a cyber criminal? Think of all the money you could extort from victims. No experience? No problem. With the latest ransomware as a service, you can get all the tools and support of a top-ranked ransomware gang for just a few dollars a day. And with so many underprotected businesses out there, you won't have to work very hard. All you need is a big ego and no scruples. But wait, maybe you're an ethical person with a conscience, a business owner who just wants to take care of customers. You'd rather avoid ransomware. If that's you, call John the Cyber Guy. John knows the tactics hackers use and has the tools and know-how to stop them. Ransomware as a service is a real and growing threat. Don't let some entry-level hacker bring down the business you work so hard to build. Contact John the Cyber Guy today at klzradio.com/security or call him at 720-593-6688.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Question of the day, yesterday's was, the first of its kind was opened in Denver on July 14th of 1978. What was it? It was the Woman's Bank. So, there you go. Denver was the first city to have the Woman's Bank. Today's question of the day. Some of you up in Wyoming might actually get this answer. Answer it on the RushToReason.com website. Between which mile markers on Interstate 80 in Wyoming is known as the Highway to Heaven? That is the question of the day. So really quick, getting back to Deborah and CD4, everything is happening there, our state, and so on. And but folks, again, I don't endorse. I'm not endorsing Deborah. I'm not endorsing Lauren. I don't even vote in that particular race because I don't live in CD4, so I have no dog in the fight as far as that goes. I feel like either one of them, I mean, Lauren's already proven she can be a good representative for Colorado, although she comes with some baggage and some drama. You guys know me. I don't pull any punches. I'll just say it straight up. She comes with baggage and drama. I feel like Deborah does not. I feel like at the end of the day, their voting record will be very much lock, stock, and barrel the same one to another. You just get no drama with one and a lot with the other. Sorry. That's my feelings.
Yeah, I'm not going to endorse either, but I am going to be honest about political realities. The fact is, Lauren Boebert, look, I'm just being honest, John, she will hurt our numbers. I believe both of them will win. I believe that district.
Oh, CD4? Absolutely.
Yeah.
In other words, whoever wins the primary, they will win.
Right. But I believe Deborah Flora would win it by a much larger margin.
I also feel like...
Unless the Boebert supporters, because they can be very rabid, we know this, okay? Unless they refuse to support Deborah Flora.
Keep in mind, this is also CD4, not CD3 that she came from. So
right.
Even Lauren is at a little bit of a disadvantage because she's in territory that she has not been in. In fact, there will be some people out there that will call her a carpetbagger and whatever. And no, I'm not going to go down that path and call her that. I'm not that. I mean, wherever she wants to live and run, that's completely up to her. You know, did where she lived and the fact that she was in CD3 and then moving to CD4, did some of that enter into her mind as far as the ability to win the next election? I can't answer that, folks. I have no idea.
Did where she live what now?
Where she lived before in CD3, knowing that was a really, really tough race, knowing that it would be easier in CD4 if you win the primary, did that come into play with her decision in moving districts?
That was
I
her.
Don't know.
Oh, I do. That was her decision. I guarantee it.
Okay.
I will guarantee that.
Okay.
Okay. She was going to lose CD3. She had no chance there. And it was because of two things. Number one, she has been obviously a fireball.
Right.
And number two, her incident at the theater. Those two things alone would have made it so she absolutely, I believe she would have lost easily to her Democrat opponent.
In CD3.
Right. She couldn't have competed.
I don't know that I can argue with
you. And
you
got to
keep
in mind, Lauren Boebert needs one more term to retire.
Correct.
To be able to retire with a full pension.
Correct.
For those who don't know, in the House, you got to win three terms.
Yeah, be 6 years.
Exactly. It's got to be 6 years. And so she moved to the district that is the most winnable.
Now, here's a thought, and this isn't going to happen.
And by the way, I agree with her decision. That was wise on her part. Go ahead.
And here's a thought, and this won't happen, but... we need somebody like, by the way, either a Deborah or a Lauren even, that will really look hard at 2026 in the run for Hickenlooper's seat. We need somebody that's got some very well-known stats, I guess you could say, Andy. They're well-known. They've got the ability to win a larger statewide election. And I, by the way, at this point, don't know who that is. But we really need somebody to step up the pump for 2026.
Yeah. I right now I don't think Colorado's winnable, and the reasons are as I've always given them: abortion, the blue wave that's come in, and that our party is tied to Trump right now.
Well, our party can't figure out how to get behind a candidate, but that's a whole other conversation.
You know, I love Trump. You love Trump. I'm just saying Colorado does not. That's what the polls say. So it just makes it very difficult.
But we go back to the conversation Andy and I had a moment ago on party leadership. Those are the sorts of things leadership should be looking at. Who is going to be that candidate in 2026? And how do we start preparing those people? I said those, plural, on purpose. Where are those people and how do we start preparing them for 2026? That's what GOP leadership should be doing rather than sending out emails and blasts about Deborah.
John, the best candidate right now statewide, in my opinion, is somebody the leadership hates, and that's Eli Bremer.
I can't argue that. Can't argue that, Andy. All right, we'll be right back. American National Insurance is next. And Paul Leuenberger would love to help you with your insurance needs. And I say insurance needs, any need, by the way. He's there to take care of you. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, 30 seconds left of this hour. We got two more full hours coming your way. Andy, the last thing, too, that I will say when it comes to party leadership, we're more worried about, even though they say they're not, alienating the middle, alienating those independent voters by not letting petitions and things like that ever happen in the first place and kicking them out of the primary. We're worried about alienating them more so than winning.
We're more worried about purifying a small group than winning a larger group.
Yep. And that will be the death of this party in this state if we continue to allow that to happen. We'll
Agreed.
Be back. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.